when you look at the river and the tidal sloughs that go off of it, and the little streams that feed those sloughs, you'll see something that's very similar to a cardiovascular system in a human body. You'll see the arteries, the veins, and the capillaries that take nutrients around and feed different parts of the body. It's exactly what our river does to the Petaluma Valley. And we need to know that in order to honor it and maintain it, and try to keep it healthy. We've already done a lot of damage to it. Now we're putting stents in certain sections, and basically doing bypasses the same as doctors do in cardiovascular system. But the Petaluma Marsh and our wetlands are a lot like the lungs and the kidneys of a body. They not only cleanse the water, but they convert sunlight and oxygen into energy, which goes back into the food chain. We're all very similar in some ways. You know, our bodies, our blood has about the same saline content as a tidal estuary. It's true. We're 90% water. And the rest are just the skin, bones, and organs are like our features of the landscape. I think people can understand that simple kind of description of the value of tidal wetlands. Just compare it with the human needs. We want to create programs that will engage people in living in connection with the river.